Our Lord Jesus Christ had everyone on the edge of their seats. They're all speaking well of him. Why would he risk saying something that would lead them to be infuriated with him? That would get them so angry that they would bring him off to throw him over the brow of the hill to get rid of him? My brothers and sisters, we know with certitude that our Lord would never say something intentionally to lead someone to anger, because our Lord can only speak out of love. That what he said because he loved those people. So why did he say that which he said? Because they were looking at him in a natural way. They said, gosh, isn't this Joseph's son? I mean, he's just one of us. And our Lord wanted to lead them to see him supernaturally. That they would know not that he was the son of Joseph, but that he was the son of God, so that they would put their faith in him. Because faith is necessary for salvation. St. Paul says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you want to go to heaven, you have to believe. But what's so interesting, and you might have missed this as our second reading got a little interrupted, so I'll repeat this line of St. Paul. The same one who said, without faith, it's impossible to please God, also said in the reading today, if I have faith so as to move mountains. So if I have an incredible faith, but I do not have love, I am nothing. So he's saying, you can have all the faith you want, and faith is necessary, but if it's not united with love, that faith is empty. It cannot save you. Faith and love must always go hand in hand. And my brothers and sisters, so what does our culture do? What does the world do? What does our fallen nature do? What does Satan do? He wants us to divide the two. And that can never be done without emptying faith or falsifying love. So a few examples. And I remember when this came powerfully. I was a relatively newly ordained priest, and I was up in Alturas, so a small town. And at Sunday Mass, at one of my Sunday Masses, I would have 8 to 13 people. And at another one, I'd have about 90. So you knew everybody in the church, so you knew if someone wasn't at Mass. Right? So a family invites me over for dinner, and I'd gotten to know them a little bit. Well, they had invited some of their relatives. So there was this gentleman sitting across the table, and I can't remember, it was like a brother-in-law or an uncle or something. And this guy starts in the course of dinner, he goes, oh, Father, I was an altar boy, and I did this for the church. And he literally said the words, I have great faith in Jesus Christ. And I'm thinking, I'd never met this guy, never seen this guy. I said, oh, where are you from? He said, oh, Alturas. And he saw like the blank look in my eyes, the perplexed stare, and he goes, oh, I don't go to church on Sundays. And I'm looking at this guy, and it was like the Holy Spirit placed the words on my heart, or our Lord spoke them to me and said, it's not that he lacks faith, it's that he does not truly love me. The guy believed in Jesus Christ, yet he couldn't fulfill the tiniest little commandment to receive our Lord. If we love Jesus Christ, we're going to go to church. We're going to want to be united with him. You know, sometimes in confession, if someone says, you know, Father, I missed Sunday, or I've been gone for a few weeks, or whatever, I ask them for their, what's the word? For their penance, I ask them to pray for an intense love for the Eucharist, for an intense love for Jesus Christ. Because if they love him, they're going to come to church. But you separate faith and love, and faith isn't stirred into action. But it can also happen that sometimes people of strong faith who don't have a great deal of love can do incredible damage. I remember one time I think I was a seminarian. I might have been a newly ordained priest, and I was in Rome. I was at the Vatican, and I was visiting St. Peter's Church, and I'm walking along, and I see one of the confessionals had the light on, and I go, gosh, it'd be great to go to confession. So I go and I get in line, and I kneel down, and I'm behind the screen. But I could see through, even though the priest couldn't see me. And I always identify myself either as a seminarian or as a priest so that they know what state of life I'm in. And I made my confession. I don't even remember what I said. But I remember the priest, he went on for like 5 minutes berating me to such a point that I almost got up. I almost said something to him. But I almost got up and just walked away. I almost got up and walked away, and I thought when I left the confession, but I wanted to be absolved, I thought, now I understand how people can say, you know, I had a terrible confession, and I left the church. Because that priest, he might have had all the faith in the world, and he probably did, and he was bashing it over my head. Right? Where's the love? It's got to be both. But more often in our culture, we find people saying, I'm going to do this out of love, Christians, and yet deny some aspect of the faith, of the moral teaching of the church in doing so. I had a woman share with me not all that long ago. She said, "Father, I've really struggled with anger towards my mom." She said, "My parents, they're a Catholic family, Catholic parents. I was raised going to church." She said, "Father, when I got into high school, my mom put me on birth control. And she did it because she loved me. In the name of love, her mom put her on birth control." She said, "Father, I did so many things I never would have done if my mom had not made that decision." Or similarly, we can be condoning someone who's living with another before marriage. Or we can be supporting someone in a same-sex union. My brothers and sisters, we have to love everyone. But if we love them, we cannot at the same time deny our faith, because that becomes a false love. Because if we love someone, we're not going to support them in a sinful life. We'll try to lead them out of sin precisely because we love them. I remember St. John Vianney. He said, "If I really love my parishioners, I know that there are times where I'm going to have to preach a hard message." And he said, "Whenever I had to do so, I would always preach out of love because I love my parishioners." He said, "Even if I knew that after Mass, some of them would be so angry they would take me outside and lynch me, I would give them that message because it's probably what they most need to hear for their salvation." And so we have our Lord in the Gospel actually doing something that led people to be infuriated with Him. And He was speaking out of love because there was a truth they had to know for salvation. My brothers and sisters, as we receive our Lord today, who is the fullness of truth and the fullness of love, let us ask Him for the grace that all the actions of our lives, all the decisions we make, the words that we speak, are spoken out of faith for the sake of love. We cannot divide the two and believe that we are being faithful to God.